Unser nächster Interviewpartner kommt aus England. Es ist der Satish Kumar. Er ist Friedensaktivist schon sein ganzes Leben lang. Er hat den Guy Peace Award bekommen 2022. Für was genau, das werden wir jetzt im Interview erfahren. Hello, Mr. Kumar.
Yes.
Welcome to the Radio Chico Peace Week. Let's start first by introducing yourself. You're a peace activist, I said. You have been doing peace work for all your life. Could you give a quick introduction about who you are?
Yes. I was inspired to work for peace by reading Mahatma Gandhi in India. And he was one of the greatest apostles of peace in the world. And then I was also inspired to walk from India, from New Delhi, to Moscow, Paris, London, and Washington, D.C. That was a journey through 15 countries, walking, always walking, about 13,000 kilometers, and I did without any money. And that peace walk or peace march was in protest against the nuclear weapons and for peace. So that was my one of the biggest contribution. And then I settled in England, and I became the editor of a Resurgence magazine, which is also a magazine devoted to peace within oneself, peace with all people without any discrimination, and peace with nature. So that is my kind of editorship of that magazine, is my work for peace on a very different, separate level, or all levels. And then I also established Schumacher College, which is also a kind of, broadly speaking, a peace action. Because, as I said, for resurgence, we have to be peaceful within ourselves. And we have to also be peaceful with all people. And we have to make peace with nature and not destroy nature, not be violent to our precious planet Earth. So this is my kind of brief introduction about my involvement in peace.
You started this journey when you were 9 years old. You became a monk, a Jainist monk. What are the core principles of Jainism?
Yes, that was even earlier. Before I was inspired by Mahatma Gandhi, I was a Jain monk. And the Jain religion is very much a religion of peace. The supreme principle of Jain religion is non-violence. Do no harm to anyone. Do no harm to yourself. Do no harm to other people. And do no harm to nature. So non-violence, ahimsa, the principle is called ahimsa. Do no harm, non-violence. So that's a kind of, you can say, peace and love are the positive aspect of non-violence. You do no harm, but then you act out of love, and you act out of compassion and help people to live good life and peaceful life. So that way, my training as a Jain monk for 9 years, and also that training was very good because I walked for 9 years, because as a Jain monk, I was not supposed and allowed to use any vehicle like a motorbike or bicycle or car or train or a boat or plane or anything like that, nothing. So always I was walking peacefully. And so that was a good training for me. So when I walked around the world, I was already kind of accustomed to walking. So that was a very good training to be a Jain monk for 9 years.
It seems rather exceptional that you started this at such a young age. Why did you do it?
I did it because when I was 4 years old, my father died. And my mother was crying, my sisters were crying, all my family were sad. And I could not understand why father was not moving, not talking, not walking, lying in the state. And so I started to wonder, what is the cause of this problem? And my mother said to me that your father is dead now, and he will never speak to you. And then I asked my mother, is everybody going to die? She said, yes. Mother, will you die? She said, yes. Mother, will I die? She said, yes. So that made me think, there is the way of stopping death. Because when people die, everybody is very sad. And they are crying. And they are in mourning. And therefore, I wanted to find a way of stopping people dying. So that was one reason. When I went to meet Jain monks, they said that only way to stop the cycle of birth and death is to renounce the world and follow the religious path of Jains. And so I said, I'll do anything to stop people dying. And that is why I, at age 9, became a Jain monk.
And then you said after your travels, you settled down in England, you founded the Resurgence Trust. What are the goals of this trust and how does this work?
Yes, Resurgence Trust is to promote peace, non-violence, ecology, environmental protection, and compassion to animals, protection of forests, rainforests. All natural environment. So Resurgence Trust publishes a magazine called Resurgence and Ecologist. And this magazine is 6 times a year and very beautifully produced. And I was editor of this magazine for 43 years. In addition to the magazine, we also have a website, which is every day we publish articles on the Ecologist website. And the Ecologist website is very popular. Nearly 1 million people visit every year, and it's a free service. So that's a kind of second part of Resurgence Trust. And then we also organize educational events so that we can have a live communication. So every month we have Resurgence Talks. Every year we have an annual festival of well-being where we get very high-profile speakers. And then we promote organic agriculture, we promote regenerative farming, we promote renewable energy, we promote reduction in meat production and meat consumption. We try to encourage people to have more plant-based diet. That is a way of making peace with nature. And so Resurgence Trust is a kind of part of the ecological, environmental and peace movement. The Resurgence magazine was started in 1966, which was the height of Cold War. And that time, peace movement was very much prevalent against nuclear weapons. Movement was very strong. And so Resurgence started as a part of the peace movement and then embraced the environmental movement. So environment and peace, these are the two aspects of one single movement. And so Resurgence Trust is devoted to that.
And you also got awarded the Goi Peace Award this year. What does an award like this mean to you?
Yes, I am honored and delighted to have this privilege of receiving the Goi Peace Award from Japan. It's a very wonderful, prestigious award, and many great ecologically minded environmentalists and peacemakers have received this award. People like James Lovelock, he received award. James Lovelock was the author of Gaia Hypothesis. And many other great ecological and environmental and peaceful people have received Goi Peace Award. So I'm very honored and delighted to receive it.
The motto of our week this week is together, all together. What does this mean to you? What do you think of first when you hear this word?
Absolutely. This is a wonderful, wonderful theme that you have all together, because all our thriving is mutual and all our work is co-creation. We are all related. No one person can do anything. So we are, I am as an individual, but I'm not an individual. I'm a product of my ancestors, my parents and my grandparents and great parents. And then humanity has come from the animal kingdom, and the animal kingdom has come from the vegetable kingdom, and vegetable kingdom has come from the water kingdom. So we are all grateful to our ancestors. So so this togetherness, this mutuality and reciprocity and working together and a thriving is a mutual and co-creation. These are the most important values. And if you are together, then there'll be peace in the world. You have war only because you don't live together peacefully. We have to be tolerant to each other. We have to accept the differences. We should not expect everybody to follow the same idea or same truth or same religion or same politics or same economics or same market economy. Different countries, different cultures, different societies follow different ways. We should celebrate diversity. Diversity should not be turned into division and conflict and war, because we are all together. We have to work together, live together. 8 billion people on this earth are members of one humanity together. We may have different colors, different races, different cultures, different nationalities, different religions. But those differences are a good thing. We should see them as diversity and not as division and not as a source of conflict. So togetherness and co-creation and mutuality and working and living together, that's my most precious philosophy. And I congratulate you for working on this philosophy.
On a more individual level, what would you say is the most important advice you could give to the younger generation today?
Younger generation, we need to understand that we belong to each other. Sense of belonging and sense of friendship and is the most important part of our life. The highest form of relationship, the highest form of love is expressed through friendship. So I would like young people not to be too much obsessed with technology and separateness and individuality. And we should spend a lot of time making real friendship, because lots of young people are too much sort of obsessed with smartphone and computers and emails and social media like Facebook and Twitters and all those kind of things. They are okay, but they should be icing on the cake. The real cake is relationship among young people and relationship between people. So I would like young people to spend more time talking to other people face to face and developing friendship and belonging and togetherness. That is more important. Human relationship is the most precious thing, and face to face connection, warmth of the human touch and human contact is very important. And so I would like young people not to spend too much time on this social media and Facebook and Twitters and emails and smartphones and all the kind of things which you get involved in. I would like young people to have more human contact and human relationship.
Could you tell us, to wrap up, where can we find the information on the Research and Trust, and maybe how can we get involved if we wish to do so?
Yes. Resurgence Trust is a website, so you can go www.resurgence.org and find, and you can become a member. It's a very small membership fee, maybe about 40 or 45 euros a year, and then you will get free of charge 6 issues of the magazine, and you will get all the information about the ecologist and all of our events. You will get all the information. And through membership, you will be supporting the work of ecological environmental movement fostered by Resurgence. And you will be supporting, through your membership, the work of peace through Resurgence because Resurgence Trust is devoted to peace within yourself, peace with other people, and peace with nature. So this kind of comprehensive and holistic approach to peace is very rare. As a Resurgence Trust is one of the rare organizations which has embraced this very broad and very holistic and very inclusive meaning of peace. And therefore, I invite your listeners to look at our website and, if possible, join Resurgence Trust as a member. Only 40-45 euros, it's not much big, expensive membership. And then you see what you get, the beautiful magazine and all the activities that you will be part of.
Mr. Kumau, thank you very much for being with us today, and best of luck for all your future projects.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.